السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this place.
Imam al-Hussein's words addressing Muslim ibn Awsaja at the time of his martyrdom. May Allah have mercy upon you, O Muslim. Your being killed is very painful for me, but I give you the good tidings that you will enter paradise within a few moments.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the low tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the Garden of Refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-salamu ala al-murammal bid-dima. As-salamu ala al-mahtook al-khiba. As-salamu ala khamis ashab ahli al-kasaya.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of the Master of Martyrs, Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. We find that when addressing Muslim ibn Osaja, in the dialogues of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, we find a dialogue that His Eminence had with Muslim ibn Osaja. In this dialogue that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam had with Muslim ibn Osaja, he brought up a verse of the Holy Quran upon the martyrdom of Muslim ibn Osaja. And so as Muslim ibn Osaja was breathing his last breaths upon this earth, and he was being granted the glorious state of martyrdom, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam said to him in the words of the Holy Quran, "Some of them fulfilled their vows and some still await and have not changed the least." And so, dear friends, from this dialogue of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam with one of his loyal and faithful companions, Muslim ibn Osaja, we find that there are vows that we have all taken in our own lives. We have decided to walk the path of Islam, the path which leads to ultimate perfection, both in this world and the next. And so, based upon this vow that we have made with the Almighty Allah, we must fulfill this vow throughout the entirety of our lives. Yes, difficulties may come, trials and tribulations may come. We will face good times and we will face bad times. But throughout these times, that which is important is that we always remain steadfast on our vows, that we will continue to walk the path of Islam. And yes, one day or the other, we will have to most surely leave this world. And along with leaving this world, we will also end up leaving everything that we have materially collected in this world. And so as we fulfill this vow of ours, and we fulfill this oath of being righteous Muslims, we must also get rid of the materialistic burdens that are shackling us down in this materialistic realm. Dear friends, it is not easy to be able to fulfill a vow and an oath throughout the entirety of one's life, but with the help of the Almighty Allah, and by taking Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as an intermediary and a wasila for us, by the grace and blessings of the Almighty Allah, we will be able to fulfill our vows to remain determined and steadfast upon the path of Islam. And God willing, we too will meet our Maker while in the hands and the arms of the Imam of our time. This is Dialogue, إمام الحسين عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني أبداً.